You're listening to SBS News.
Many respiratory infections are spread in droplets that are released when an infected person coughs or sneezes. According to disease experts, when the air is cold and dry, those droplets float in the air for longer and travel further, infecting more people. But does COVID-19 act like other viruses? University of Sydney Associate Professor of Respiratory Medicine Greg Fox says the disease hasn't been around long enough to be sure.
This year, we're learning a lot about the way that the coronavirus behaves. And so we'll certainly see the effect of the seasonal changes over the coming months. But I think that it does not appear that from many of the published studies that there is a strong relationship between temperature and transmission.
As Australia approaches its winter season, health experts are trying to learn from the experiences of countries struggling to contain coronavirus in the Northern Hemisphere. The United States, Italy and Spain have seen the highest number of reported fatalities, while more than 20,000 people with COVID-19 have died in the United Kingdom. Infectious diseases physician and microbiologist Professor Peter Collignon is concerned winter might give coronavirus the opportunity to disguise itself as a bad cold or flu.
That's probably why it was so widespread in Italy, Europe and the US, because it wasn't noticed until they started seeing a lot more deaths in the elderly. So I actually think this will be a problem in winter, more of a problem for us, but we won't get in the same situation as Italy or US, because we've got a lot of testing in place. We will be testing anybody that has a sneeze or a cold or a sore throat.
Winter also means people may be less able to fight the virus due to a reduced immunity, says Dr. Kirsty Short, a virologist from the University of Queensland.
The biggest risk that we have in the Southern Hemisphere with the fact that this pandemic is coinciding with our winter is not necessarily related to the temperature, but it's related to the other things that are circulating. So firstly, this is our flu season. It then increases the risk that you can have a flu and a SARS-CoV-2 co-infection.
All three of our experts say people spending more time in indoor environments is one of the biggest contributors to the spread of viruses in colder temperatures. However, Dr. Short says this risk factor applies more to life as normal, where people might host a house party in winter instead of spending time outdoors in a summer environment.
What's striking to note is what we're seeing already in this year's influenza season is really a drop in rates. And they've seen that in Hong Kong, they've seen that in Japan as well, that all this social distancing that's designed to protect us from coronavirus is also inadvertently protecting us from influenza virus.
So what advice should Australians be taking as we approach winter during this pandemic? Professor Fox urges people to get vaccinated for the flu and continue practicing common sense measures,
which is to maintain social distancing, to wash your hands regularly, and to make sure that if you cough, you cough into your elbow rather than coughing into the open, and to avoid going into public places when you're unwell.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.